And it seems to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's check in on Grand Isle. We talk with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darrell, I understand you're gassing up the boat, getting all your gear in place. Where are you headed?
Oh, well, Don, I mean, most of the action right now, is, you know, as far as we know anyway, because the way the wind's been blowing, most of the action has been in the marsh. Trout are everywhere. A lot of good catches. A lot of early limits the last few days. I mean, nice, good speckled trout. You can tell the migration, you know, is well underway. It's been a little bit rough. Nobody's really fished the lower bays. Could possibly be. History tells me that there's going to be fish in the lower bays. And, you know, it looks like it's calm enough to do it this morning. But, man, yesterday was rough. Yesterday was a lot of wind blowing. Everything's been going great, Don. We had some redfish trips this week. Redfish are very hard to find right now. They're just scattered everywhere. What little bit we have are scattered everywhere. Talking to my backup boats and all up around the Lafitte area, they're even running, if you would, a little bit north, all around the Blue Point area, and all the redfish are thick up there. But they're still way up in the marsh for us right now.
Yep, you got to get up there and get after them. But you are going to have some falling tide today. I believe your high tide there is going to be, in fact, it's already passed about an hour ago. And from now until 4 o'clock, it should be falling out of there, and it's in about a foot and a half rain. So you have a lot of moving water.
Yeah, you know, and ever since that storm cut across the Gulf, we've had very high tides. In fact, it was flooded yesterday morning whenever we woke up. But I noticed this morning it looks like the tides have gone down to where they're back in the banks. We do have a big range today as well as yesterday. It fell all day yesterday. But, I mean, they are back in the banks now. I mean, it was so high this week. It was some places were hard to recognize. I had to rely a little bit more on the GPS than I normally do because things just didn't look the same.
You know, it's amazing. Storms 100 miles, hundreds of miles away. But when they're in the Gulf of Mexico, it's going to pretty much affect the whole area.
Yeah, it did. It did, Don. And look, a lot of shrimp moving out. Earlier in the week, it was better. In fact, I had to go into town and was headed up to Bayou up alongside of Bayou Lafourche the other day. And from Leeville all the way to the Golden Meadow Gate was absolutely nothing but one flock of birds after another. So the shrimp are starting to move out. Yesterday we saw a couple of flocks. wasn't as thick or as heavy, and you know we wasn't gonna leave biting fish yesterday to go see what was under the birds. But there's plenty of birds. If you ride around, keep your eyes open. There's plenty of birds to be picking. And I mean it's turning into be a great fall. The weather's great. You don't have to worry about being in by 10, 11 o'clock because you're getting baked out there in the sun. It feels great. In fact, yesterday I wore blue jeans.
Yep, well, it's going to be good, especially going to be better even next week. Going to have some pretty really chilly temperatures. Got to remind people to bring a jacket for the ride out of there early in the morning. You know, people think, oh, well, it's still pretty warm, but that can be a pretty chilly ride in the morning when you head it out before the sun comes up or right at daylight.
Yeah, that was me yesterday, Don. I walked out the house with jeans, with shorts on and started loading the boat and everything. I'm like, that wind picked up a little bit, and I'm like, nope, I'm going upstairs to put jeans on.
Yep. Well, Darrell, good talking to you as always. Glad the fishing is getting ready to go on. You know, I did want to pass something along to you. You know, we talked about now that we've got the minimum size raised on the trout and on the redfish, there's a lot more fish that have to be released, and particularly down in your area. The dolphins are a problem. You know, they find the boat. They've learned that when somebody's fishing and they're releasing fish, they're ready to gobble them up, and there's no safe way to get those fish back in the water. And then you gave me some information on a sounding device that pings and keeps the dolphins away, and I researched it, contacted the company, and I'm sorry to report that I just don't think it's going to be pragmatic for recreational fishermen for the expense, for what you get, and its efficacy. I just don't think it's the answer.
Well, I'm glad you had time to look into it, because I was sure thinking about maybe grabbing one and trying it just to see, but I'm glad to know that. We'll have to talk later, get some details.
Yeah, well, maybe in the future they can refine them and make them a little bit more compact, smaller, and less expensive, and to where you can, you know, the average fisherman would be able to use it. But for right now, what they've got and the way it works, it's really more designed for commercial use. You know, the bigger boats hauling in a lot of fish and either getting the dolphins entangled in the nets or also, you know, eating their catch too, just like what happens to the recreationals. But it's not the answer we're looking for, so maybe there will be one down the road.
I hear you.
Darryl, give us your contact info. I'm sure there's a lot of people love to come fishing with you down there now that the weather's changing. They don't fish in the heat of the summer, but they love to get out there in the fall. So let them know how to get you and book a trip with you.
Well, Don, they can always find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got RealScreamers.com. All the information is there. And or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a wonderful day. Get outside, man. It's gorgeous.
Yes, indeed. Don't stay inside today. I know there's football on TV, but, man, get outside. Bring the TV outside.